and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his effort to shore up support for Western allies with a visit to Canada.
Zelensky will address the Canadian Parliament Friday. It comes a day after he met with President Biden and members of Congress, delivering an upbeat message on the war's progress. But he did not address a joint session. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy explaining.
Zelensky asked for a joint session. We just didn't have time. He's already given a joint session.
McCarthy's dealing with a hard right flank in the Republican Party, some of whom have been raising questions about ongoing U.S. aid to Ukraine. Zelensky's visit to Canada is his first since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Afghans who recently arrived in the U.S. got temporary legal status from the Biden administration. More from VOA's Alexis Stroh.
The Biden administration is giving temporary legal status to Afghan migrants who have already been living in the country for a little over a year. The Department of Homeland Security says in its Thursday announcement that the decision to give temporary protected status to Afghans who arrived after March 15, 2022, and before September 20th, 2023, would affect roughly 14,600 Afghans. This status does not give them a path to citizenship. It's good until 2025, when it will have to be renewed again. But it does protect them from deportation and gives them the ability to work in the country. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A sweeping bribery case brought against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez includes allegations that he took cash and gold in exchange for interfering in a criminal case against a New Jersey real estate developer. The indictment says that Menendez pestered the U.S. attorney for New Jersey and another top federal prosecutor about a bank fraud case.